Finally.
Can you believe it?
Finally.
Good morning.
Hey, Anita.
Bless your heart. How's everybody?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am going to be great as soon as I get my coffee.
Yeah.
You know, but look at, man, you and I. Holy moly.
How's it going?
Holy
moly. It's going great.
You got the new album coming out.
Yes, Lord. And you know what?
And lately,
we have talked about this for years, you and I on the phone.
Yes, we have. Oh. And I have dogged you out.
Yes, you have, man. I tell people.
Every time somebody comes out with a new record, I say, you hear that, Anita? And I did that for a long time.
I was on a
campaign to get Anita Baker back on music.
People will stop me in the grocery store and tell me, you know, Tom Joyner is calling you out this morning. And I just appreciate y'all so much.
And I remember one morning you called me.
Well, you know.
This is when you still had the children in the house. I had to get them out to school. Quit dogging me out, Tom. I'm going to put the music out just as soon as it's ready. You know I'm difficult.
Well, you know, we just have a lot on our plate, you know, the idea that, I mean, I see people doing like 30 things at one time. Yeah. You know, they're acting, they're playing football, they're, you know, making breakfast.
Multitasking. That's not you.
Well, not with my music. My music is not my hustle.
Yeah.
It's my sanctuary. It's what, you know, if not for music,
yeah.
You know, I would have committed felonies long ago.
Oh,
you know, music is my sanctuary.
That's why I love Anita Baker, because she means it. She means it.
Felony.
I mean, and you can tell by listening to her songs
how passionate
she is about this music.
Oh, and it's almost like a lover. We're going over treatments for the video. For the single for Lately, and people keep, you know, talking about, well, you know, and you're going to this man and this man is coming to you, and I'm like, no, I'm trying to get to the microphone. This is my love. I'm trying to get to my fans. You know, I'm trying to get to you. How long has it been since we've seen each other?
I'll tell you.
I bet you know. Never
mind. The last time I was in Detroit and I was at the hotel. I was there for Frankie Beverly and Maze. And you're a big Frankie fan.
You know that.
And you came to the hotel, and you called my room.
Wow.
And you said, Tom, this is Joanne. And I said, Joanne who? Just Joanne. Now come on down and see me.
I didn't know who it was.
And I went down there, and you had the baseball cap on.
I remember.
And I think you were driving off. Mustang or something like that. Not a big fan.
And I don't drive well either.
Yeah.
So that was important.
Because you were there for Frankie.
Oh, you know, whenever
you
I
love
can
Frankie.
Be. We love, if not for Frankie, you know, he allowed me to come on to his stage. I was playing nightclubs. Mm. And so we wanted to segue into live concerts. And you don't just walk on a live concert stage. It's a process. So, you know, Mr. Beverly allowed me the opportunity to come out of the clubs and open for him.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, how we're here now.
You know, I got Frankie on the cruise this year. I just announced it today.
What?
I said, I've got Frankie.
What?
We sail during the golden time of day.
Mercy. Oh, have mercy. Don't.
Look at
her
going through joy and pain right there.
But that's my song, Golden Time of Day.
And it's going to be sunset when we sail.
Oh, mercy.
As we sail the Caribbean.
Oh, you're hurting me.
What you doing April 7th?
In a lovely way. I'm not going to be on a boat. I know that.
She can't.
I know where we're going.
Have you seen her sing?
No, it's not
and
all.
How she rocks back and forth?
I know.
She can't get on.
No,
she
you don't understand.
That motion can't get on.
I don't have my
do
sea legs.
You
I've
don't?
Never had them. No. It's not pretty at all. And you can't, you know, there are bodily functions that cannot occur simultaneously.
I see.
You know, singing and nausea.
Don't miss.
They just can't coexist.
Yeah.
But you know, I was saying to you, Tom, we're gonna find some way to, you know, to support what you do. You know, what you've been doing for 100 years.
You and Aretha. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, right.
We're going to find some way to. No, because I haven't played this market in a long time.
You haven't played a lot of markets in a long time. And I'm in a lot of markets.
You're right. You're right.
And every time you come, you just did some work just recently.
Yeah, we did like 4 cities in 5 days.
And I announced every one of them.
And how was that being back?
Thank you, huh?
How was that being back?
Well, you know, that was amazing. I mean, and the idea that we could do that. And because people are saying, well, geez, you know, that's a lot, you know, 4 cities in 5 days. And I'm like, but, you know, it's not like you put me in an operating room to do brain surgery. This is what I do.
And this is what you did before.
Absolutely.
Before you were Anita Baker.
Yeah, we worked. We went.
You
and
worked.
I'm motivated to go to the live stage. And we served like 40,000 fans. They
let
came
me,
out, man.
I love that.
Let me
you
go to break.
Them.
Oh, I absolutely.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. That's why she's my favorite. Let me go to break. Then we come back. We're going to talk about the new music, okay?
Yay.
All right. Anita Baker. Let's find out how this song lately came about and what's the deal. Yeah.
Good morning.
The new music. When will the CD be out? I was about to say
oh,
album.
Oh, my goodness. My my company reps are sitting here right behind me.
And wondering.
And
is it finished?
It's never finished.
That's why
it's never finished. No, Rapture's not finished. It's never finished. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
I mean, well, you know, you're an artist.
You're such a perfectionist.
Well, we're creative people. You always get new ideas, come upon ideas upon ideas. But to answer your question,
yes.
We have mastering dates set up. We have a deadline. We've put a street date out there. But in the words of Neo, who moved his street date back a little bit recently, so I wouldn't be the only one if that happened.
Yeah.
We have a street date, and I'm trying to meet it.
It doesn't matter who else is coming out. Neo,
Anita
Baker.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm just saying that, you know.
When you're ready to come out, just come out.
You're not married to the date that you all originally established.
I am married to the date. My company rep is sitting right behind me. And my verbiage is very important right now.
Richard, is she married to the date?
speaking of marriage, I read an article. You're divorced now and you're single and you're mingling and... How's it going?
I've been divorced for almost 7 years, but the court thing won't go away.
Oh. The dating?
But I've been divorced for a long time.
Are you dating?
Of course I'm. Are you kidding me?
Are men intimidated when they date Anita Baker?
Well, you know, it's not. It's mainly. I've noticed lately it's in a... Oh, there's the song, lately.
What a segue.
What a segue.
Oh, you're so good.
But lately...
Good. She good.
You know, it's a professional capacity. And so usually it's, you know, I find that I'm within a peer group. So we're all on even footing and we're all pretty much grown up in the same age group. I don't really, you know...
Oh, you don't do younger?
Oh, no. Why
you don't
would
do
I
older?
Do that? Why would I? How could I?
Because otherwise,
older
be in high
is like. No, he said you don't do older. I'm like, how could I do older? Older than me, we're dead.
No.
I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. No, life is amazing. You know, love is, it's everywhere. It's just abundant right now.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's. It's a different kind of love. I'm not.
You
I really
are
don't.
Such a player. You're not gonna tell us anything.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
A player.
I didn't.
She's from Detroit.
I didn't tell you anything.
No,
you,
she's
you
from Detroit.
Are you dating one man or many?
I'm dating.
Okay. Sybil.
Dating.
Okay.
Sybil.
Okay.
Sit down.
And it's not even you know, and you know what well, you don't know because you're not my age, but it's not even dating at this point. It's like you know what? I'll be in San Diego. On the 17th, you know, you want to have some coffee.
Right.
It's like that, you know, and things evolve and they grow.
And how old are the boys now?
Oh, my goodness. My young men are 18 and 19 on two separate college campuses.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You really are free, huh?
You know what? And it's again, it's a huge transitional time right now. But I'm finding that right now transition is great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Thank you. I feel just amazing.
And yeah.
Like you said, I have on my high school clothes.
She does. She got on her high school clothes. It's tight. Everything.
It's not tight. right.
Yeah.
It's just clingy. It's falling over my
curves. It looks good.
Thank you.
It looks good.
It curves nicely.
Now, our lumps and bumps.
Now, tell me the story about Lately, the song Lately.
Oh, my goodness.
And was it supposed to be your song at first, and then Tyrese took it? How did that all work?
No, this was originally his song.
This was his song.
It is his song.
And you remade Lately.
I do a lot of covers. People are kind of surprised, but Mystery is a cover of Manhattan Transfer's Rod Temperton composition. Mm. No One in the World is a cover of a Dionne Warwick song. What else? There's just The Look of Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Burt Bacharach cover. There's songs that just speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved this song. And I was really trying to egg, you know, Tyrese back into singing because he was like between movies and, he's like, I need to do something. And I know Capricorns. my oldest son is a Capricorn and they get restless. And I'm like, man, you need to sing. What are you talking about? So, I kind of showed him how to do the independent deal and, got him on my stage a few years back, and and he wanted to sing everything but Lately. I said, okay, well, never mind, I'll sing. Never mind.
All right, and now it's number one.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Congratulations, Anita Baker.
Oh, thank you. Know what? I'm just grateful. My whole Twitter presence, my whole media presence is, you know, people get angry with me sometimes because I don't advertise.
Media.
Well, I don't use it for advertising. It's basically, this is my gratitude journal. It's to say thank you to everybody, to interact with my fans. Matter of fact, coffee cups up, everybody. I'm having my coffee. We're having coffee with Tom this morning instead of just us.
That's what you're tweeting.
That's our ritual. We have coffee together in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But today it's with you.
Nice.
But to answer your question, the music that speaks to me or that he sends to me, doesn't matter whose it is. Mm.
You have any other covers on the upcoming?
You know what? We have a couple of other covers. I don't know that they're going to make the final cut because in mastering is where, I have to decide.
We'll be
which
here
songs.
Next year waiting on this.
No, we won't.
Goodness.
No,
we are.
But whatever time it is, it'll be worth the wait.
Well, you know,
don't call me up when I start complaining and making jokes about it here.
Well, Tom, this time, though, again, we have a commitment to, my team, these numbers, and I don't really look at numbers and stuff, but the numbers that are being brought forward and radio is so supportive. My company is riding, just riding amazing. So, I'm obligated, to give them the tools that they need to continue this amazing, ride that they're taking me on.
Don't make me pick it.
No, sir.
I'll call Al Sharpton up.
Oh. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Oh, have mercy. No, I'm anxious to get this out. I'm anxious to sing it.
What's the name of it? Does it have a name yet? Is it
yes,
a title?
Yes.
Only Forever.
Wow, thank you.
Only Forever.
Oh, no, we know.
Wow.
We've been waiting. Okay. Only Forever.
And that's kind of prophetic, right?
It really is.
Give me a date.
A date? No, I don't do dates. I've never done dates.
Okay.
You don't see me giving dates on Twitter. I had people call and say, where's the concert? I say, I don't know. I
think he was asking you out. I'm not sure. Give me a date is his way of asking you for coffee or
have
lunch
mercy.
Or something.
Have mercy.
I'm not that smooth.
Come on. You just Tom. You just the fly jock. Do you know how people don't know how far back you and I go. When you were creating this, running from coast to coast.
Yeah.
I'd be talking to you, doing an interview in the back of a limousine, and you're in Chicago somewhere flying to the next stop.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but people need to know that you created this.
Most people don't even know why I call myself the fly jock.
They don't, and that's why, because... you were the original cat that would fly from one radio format syndication on one coast and then pick up another syndicated radio show on another coast. That was unheard of.
Well, it was easy when you play Anita Baker music.
Hammer. Oh, my, my, my.
Work it, player.
Yay.
That was nice.
Yay.
Okay, okay. How about a date may not have worked? That right there? Your calling card.
Woo,
let's go.
It's easy when you play Anita Baker.
You guys are awake. I gotta be careful.
All right.
Y'all do this for
me. I look forward to the new music.
Thank you so much.
I will continue to play Lately because it's number one.
Well, I'm yay, really? Wow. That's wow.
And we will wait only forever for Anita Baker.
For Anita Baker to perform at one of my events.
My heart.
And I will continue to call you and beg you to do it.
And you don't have to.
And if you don't come out with this new music soon, the jokes will fly.
From the fly jock.
That's a
but
problem.
All you have to do to get me is to do something on land. I'm excited about this new thing that you guys are doing, like on the beach. I'm excited about that.
All right.
I'm excited about that.
The beach is booked for this year.
I understand.
But next
Lord
year?
Lord willing. I like that.
Sign right here.
Because the boat.
Initial here. Get the notary down here.
In triplicate.
I just booked 2014 on the beach with Anita Baker. I love you, Anita.
I love you back, darling. Thank y'all.
I love you. Jeff Johnson and the commentary is up next.
Huh? No, Dominique.
Oh, Dominique is up next on the TJMF.